time for Happy Hour, and joining me this evening is RT producer Jenny Churchill and Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine and co-author of the Declaration of Independence. Thanks for joining
me,
guys.
Thanks.
Making fun of Jenny Churchill?
Alrighty.
No, I'm just smiling at
you. Went.
Aww, you guys have cute yeah. matching smiles. How they work. Well, you have a lot to be smiling about, because guess what? The world was supposed to end today, and it didn't. Everybody, I think you remember Harold Camping. Take a look at him.
God brought Judgment Day, and it will continue right up until October 21, 2011. At that time, the whole world will be destroyed.
All right, so we all remember Harold Camping because he told us a couple months ago that the rapture was coming. He was so sure this. People, like, sold their homes, took their kids out of school. It's really, really sad how many lives, I think, were probably completely disrupted and ruined by the fact that the rapture didn't actually happen. And so, according to Harold Camping, the rapture was supposed to happen again today, and it didn't. I mean, like, are people going to stop believing him at some point?
Did he have a time certain? Did he have a date certain on this?
Well, I think this one he was like kind of about, because he didn't want to be he didn't want to be as definitive as last time.
I'm just saying that, you know, the day's not over.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
The sun still hasn't gone down.
Give me a break. Because last time he said it was going to be like 5 p.m. or something, right?
I think, too, the other thing that we need to know, if the rapture did happen right now, would we really know? Because I think we're all kind of stuck here. I don't think we're going up.
We would definitely be left behind with our martinis and having fun. Anyway, I'm not so sad that I'm going to miss out on the rapture. Let's move on to something else. A prediction that may have actually, you know, been kind of a fake prediction, but kind of came true. Take a look at this sitcom. This is from 1987. Matthew Perry was in it. It was short-lived. The sitcom was called Second Chance, and it may or may not have predicted Muammar Gaddafi's death.
What does that mean?
It means, sir, that you can go to hell. Oh, come on, you must have known it was coming.
It was all jokes and games.
I thought it predicted that he was going to die this year.
And it did in 2011. That clip didn't exactly show the date properly.
It predicted that he was going to die at some point? That's crazy.
No, 2011 is where the guy went.
We've come so far as a country since then, because at least now we would have people who actually look like Muammar Gaddafi. That guy looked like John Turturro, like 25 years ago.
He kind of looked like a little bit like younger Gaddafi, though, you don't think?
He's sort of tall, gangly, sunken chest.
Yeah, he didn't have enough jewelry on. Clearly, you know, he wasn't doing the MC Hammer look.
There wasn't the green book in his hand and green crescents everywhere.
Anyway, apparently, if David Sirota was here, he would tell us that that would be another thing that we could learn from the 1980s that is happening today. Happening today. Predictions all the time. Okay, let's move on to pepper spraying cops. So you know that we've been covering the Occupy Wall Street movement, and one of the things that originally really got a lot of media attention, because for a while they were just completely ignoring this, was an incident where a police officer went up to a group of women in New York, pepper sprayed them basically out of the blue. It just seemed like a really vicious attempt, and then kind of just walked off. And everybody saw this pretty uncomfortable video. Take a look. All right, so we have to remember, of course, that not every single cop is a bad cop, right? And there are definitely bad seeds involved. This guy really seemed like one. And then now he basically has just confirmed that he's kind of an a-hole. He said that he's been really tortured since this incident. His name, by the way, is Anthony Baloney, like Tony Baloney. And so he's really suffered since this incident because people have been angry at him. But he still believed that he used the proper amount of force and said that he would do things the same way if given a second chance. I hate him now. I hate him. He had no reason to go up and pepper spray those girls. They were corralled, and he, like, from all the accounts that I read, that I saw, he just walked up, pepper sprayed them, and walked away.
It shows how totally out of whack police and kind of protests have become. I mean, I've covered the last, I think, six major party presidential conventions, right, nominating conventions, and, I mean, including in New York in 2004, where there was 200,000 people marching in the streets against the war, which is immediately forgotten, but it was a pretty big deal at the time. And cops don't know how to act. I mean, people there are not armed, you know, they're not like waving guns and shivs at various people. They might be annoying, they might be insulting you or whatever, but they're not threatening in any way at all, and cops are completely overreacting. We saw that at the execution that happened, and I've already forgotten the guy's name because we have so many executions in this country.
Troy Davis,
right? I mean, they had complete, like, riot gear cops down there for something that wasn't going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's actually, it's something we've talked about a lot on the show, about the militarization of police, and it's really bizarre, but I have to say, to me, at this point, it seems like that was clearly a plant, an Occupy Wall Street plant, because there's no way that someone would be as dumb and named Tony Baloney. It's just a little too much for me to believe.
He's full of baloney. Well, I hope so. I hope he's a plant and not a real person that just really likes pepper spraying people. Let's talk about Tennessee really quick, because they have this brilliant idea that they want to expand the TSA, take it out of just their airports, and now take it to their interstates.
But now TSA agents are on the interstates fighting terrorism with visible intermodal prevention and response, or VIPER, operations. Tennessee Highway Patrol is checking trucks with drug and bomb-sniffing dogs during random inspections.
I'll tell you why this cracks me up. When we were talking about this morning, is like, does Tennessee really have a huge terrorism problem?
Oh, yeah. Those aren't bomb-sniffing dogs. Those are immigrants.
Why is Tennessee
dogs,
the one that's passing anti-Sharia legislation? Now they have to expand the TSA. Like, I didn't realize Tennessee was such a hotspot.
All Homeland Security money like this has just been disproportionately spent in places where no terrorist is ever going to go. I mean, it's a way for local police agencies to get fancy equipment.
Tennessee being the perfect example of that.
Well, and also, I will note that Al-Qaeda people would blend in really well with the people in the Appalachians.
Totally.
It out there.
Okay, you know, you gotta love Europe. We showed you, like, kind of a sexy campaign ad from a girl the other week. Now take a look at this banking ad from Czech Republic. You know what? I wish banking was like that for me.
Every
day.
What's your banking like, Ilona?
Apparently, banking in the Czech Republic is an orgasmic, awesome experience.
I feel strangely triumphant right now and powerful after having watched that. Now, the Czech Republic is the best country in the world. I think this is proven again. When I used to live there, they had a political party called the Friends of Beer, where their program was to serve you beer, and every rally had, like, topless girls handing you beer. So, great country.
This is Komerční banka.
Commercial bank.
By the
way,
that would be the name of it. But, you know.
I noticed you're not showing the male version, right? Because they're not a sexist
version. The male version wasn't as sexy. But I don't know. Apparently, when the banks screw you in the Czech Republic, it actually feels good.